And
thank you, Kelly O.P. Tell us what you wanted to tell us about this photo.
Well, specifically because it does feel exactly like the center. And I think if you show that picture to people who know the space, it'll be most recognizable. For example, if you do an advert or if you do a poster about the piazza, you would use that design element to kind of, for the familiarity, people would recognize it. That's quite a unique kind of pattern to it. It's also, to me, my big disappointment wasn't with the space as much as the crowd dynamics. Because it felt very, I didn't experience it as other people seem to. I thought it was very closed, and I thought it was very undynamic. Sort of people are very close in little groups. I didn't experience any of those kind of dynamic things happening. I mean, I saw people playing cards, but I mean, even that is kind of a closed kind of activity. It wasn't very interactive. So to me, the space was this lovely canvas, this empty canvas, where people could actually do interesting things, fantastic things, kind of maybe a bit fairy tale, night market kind of things. I mean, that for example is like a stage. It's like a theater groups could be performing there. People could be communicating views, changing people's minds. People could be playing those big chess games. So it was very, the space was lovely. I thought it was an empty canvas you could do so much with. But people were very much, to me, set on being in little groups and kind of maintaining little group dynamics. And I didn't feel it was very inspiring, the people, more than the space.
Would anybody like to ask Kelly O.P. something about the photo?
Not ask, just comment. I don't know if you can go there on specific days or anything. But
every day. Not every day.
I know if you've seen Jari on a visit, but they'll often hold events like the camera hold something, or external, companies will hold something. Maybe there was one for Red Bull event that happened, so they do use it in that. But I do agree, one of them would be fascinating to have people standing up there giving their view, even let the drama students perform there instead of on the other side of campus at the drama units, it would be cool to have.
And to look at, I love walking to, peeking into these little art rooms to see what people are up to, just kind of seeing the work in progress. And it kind of lacks that. I mean, other spaces on campus, there are these beautiful sculptures and these beautiful little artistic elements. And I missed that there. I thought it was kind of, it's lacking that part. But I still thought it was a nice space. I hated the food area. I thought it was absolutely vile. I actually tried a wrap, not for long. I don't know if it was tuna or chicken. I'm not sure. The coffee was atrocious. But I thought the outside spaces were lovely.
Do you think you'll go back there?
Well, it depends on what purpose. Just like socially, no. They'll rather go to a place where there's good coffee and food, good food. But just to sit, I don't think so, no.
Tell us
unless there's something happening, like an event.
Tell us about your movement to the space. How did you negotiate your way through it? Did you stand on the outside, go through the theater?
I think the fact that we were a group kind of influenced that, because you kind of want to accommodate people and kind of sense, nobody knows where to go. I mean, the three of us are like, where are we going to go, Eventually, we just kind of went where the people were, which is the food places. So that influenced it a lot. But once we kind of started taking photographs, I went straight for the center. I mean, to me, it wasn't something I would try to avoid. I wanted to go there because, like I said, it felt like a canvas. It felt like something amazing could happen there. And I mean, just like hearing the freeze must fall, I mean, that is very significant, something that happened there, and very symbolic. So I went straight there. I thought it was lovely, and then we kind of walked around. And I like the design elements. There's a lot of repetition, which gives the space a kind of a dynamic serenity, which is kind of zen-ish. So I like that a lot as well. But yeah, I will avoid the food places in the future.
Is that a manhole cover? Is that a drain?
I didn't notice, but yes, it is. Okay, that might change my mind about things a bit. But it is.
I knew that guy from the varsity called the Sons. It's a Besson something, whatever. His dad owned that company. That makes those drains.
Manholes?
Yeah, wow. Oh, nice covered, so.
Yeah, that is quite interesting.
We're just friends.
Thank you.
thanks for the memory. What about your sensory experience of the space? What did you notice?
Well, this specific space, not that much. I felt it was quite desolated and isolated, which is weird because it's the center. Yes, it was very quiet.
The space in general, not just this hall.
Well, the cafeteria was just slop chips and tomato sauce. It was terrible. And also the smoke. The smoke was quite overwhelming. I didn't get any of nature, but maybe it's just because it's kind of the way I positioned myself. I didn't like the spaces where there were too many people. I love the trees with the old trees that kind of feed the piazza, you know, the like alleys, not alleys, the walkways. Those are quite lovely. I thought they felt quite historic because of the big trees and big buildings, and so it felt quite stooped in history. So you feel part of something, which is quite nice. And then you get to this piazza, which is kind of more modern and, like I say, open. Where people can express themselves, and I haven't experienced that yet. But yes, I enjoyed that.
Okay. Thank you, Kenny. We just.